didn't have everybody overload on one meet and have to go to the next. You just kind of spread things out. Best of Midwest. Good to see some kids get a chance to compete against the best up there.
Yeah, it's always a really fun meet and really competitive. So I'm really proud of those kids that qualified. It's pretty tough conditions up there. It ended up being pretty windy, and I thought our kids still competed well.
You bet. Let's talk about some of the qualifiers up there. I know on the girls' side, Peyton Truxa had a chance to compete in a couple events up there, high jump and triple jump.
Yeah, she was in both jumps. It wasn't a great day for vertical jumps, high jump or pole vault, due to the wind. But triple jump, she jumped really well. I think she ended up getting fifth or sixth, but PR'd by about 6 inches. So she was really, really happy with that. She hasn't been triple jumping for a little while. A few meets here, but it had been since seventh grade. So she's coming along real nicely there in the triple jump. I know Gage Hammond was in the pole vault, and again, it kind of struggled there with the wind issue. And I mean, every pole vaulter was. It's pretty tough to vault in 30 to 40 mile an hour winds, and I think even maybe a little bit higher gusts. So. But he's been competing really well here at the end of the year. And then we had Austin run the mile, and he actually had an opportunity to run the 2 mile as well, but he didn't. I don't think he really felt running 8 more laps into that wind was going to be good. So, but he ran a fairly good time in the mile, ended up getting fourth, which is pretty good. And then we had a couple relays, yep. Boys 4x8. They ran pretty decent time considering the circumstances. And then our boys 4x4, I think they were 0.06 off of their PR. So they ran a pretty good time up there, too.
Yep, that 3:45, it's right around what they've run. Realizing come district day, hopefully they can run a little faster time next week, huh?
Yeah, weather's looking pretty good. I hope it stays. But, yeah, I think they'll be competing hard. I think the boat will cut some time there for sure.
Boy, the competition up there, and, boy, the times and marks, considering the windy conditions. But there are some guys you're going to see probably take home some state gold medals that you probably have a chance to watch up there.
Yeah, it was a pretty crazy meet. I think one guy from Overton broke the 400 state record, 48, I believe. And then he was, I think, pretty close in the 100. So. Yeah, definitely top to bottom. That's a super competitive meet, really fun.
Then you went to Alma, Invitational to Dale Harson over there. I think he had pretty decent weather as well and had some good marks and at times good tune-up getting ready for Wednesday.
Yeah, that was actually probably the best weather we had. It started off kind of cold and cloudy, but once the clouds moved off, it was super nice. The wind pretty much stayed away. It was really good to just have a meet without a ton of wind. It hasn't really happened this year, but... we didn't really want to overload anybody with districts coming up, and especially those guys and gals that competed at the Best of the Midwest. But overall, I thought we performed really, really well for the most part, and thought it was a good tune-up for districts.
Some of your highlights. I know we were talking before we went on that Austin Thompson got himself a PR in that mile, broke 5 minutes and then some in that mile, didn't he?
Yeah, he's been trying to break 5 minutes all season, and he's been working really, really hard, and he actually, I think, cut 10 seconds off his PR, ran a 4:53, and I think he glanced over there at the clock as he was going by and saw he was going to make it, and he was super, super pumped. So proud of Austin for getting that, and I think he's gonna run a great race on Wednesday.
And he gets himself in the top five charts school-wise, doesn't he?
Yeah, I think that puts him at number three. He's about a second off of number two. So I think that's very, very attainable, and I think he's going to have a great shot at breaking that, too.
All right. To go back to the girls. You had a number of your girls once again. You pretty had a lot of sprints, middle distance, relays, field events, had pretty much everybody competing, a lot of them.
Yeah, for the most part, we had kind of limited a few people, but Peyton had a great day. She, I think, medaled in four events. She never tried it before, but she wanted to try the three jumps, long jump, triple jump, and high jump, and she got a ton of jumps in, and she did really well. I think she took home sixth in long jump, fifth in high jump, and then a second in triple. I think just a couple inches off of first there. So, she was getting pretty tired towards the end of that, but she competed well and had a lot of jumps. Additionally, Caitlin Adams had a great high jump for us. She was really close to PR, and I think just barely missed a 4.8 jump. Bryn Lampe has been our other triple jumper, and she went number three, so we went 2-3 in triple jump for the girls. And then Alyssa Coe got fourth in the pole vault, really close to getting 8.6 in a PR. I think her 8-foot vault was really high over, so she's putting herself in a pretty good position there. I think auto qualifying at districts is 9 foot, so mm-hmm. I think that's fairly attainable for her as well. And then in the shot put, Atlee Nelms, I think she got a fourth for us, fairly close to a PR as well. So field event-wise, I thought we had a really good day on the girls' side.
You bet. And I know you put some relays together, and see those times cut a little bit more time each time.
Yeah, 4x8, girls 4x8, Caitlin, Annika, Kira, Aubrey, they all ran pretty good times and cut a few seconds off of their PRs. And I think about 6 or 7 seconds in total. So they're improving each and every meet in that, and they're about to break 12 minutes, which is going to be kind of big for them. So proud of how they went. And then on the 100, we went 5th, 6th, 7th. They medaled 6th, but that was pretty good to see our girls kind of, they were all within, you know, a point, like 0.1 of each other. So those girls, Peyton Allison and Alyssa, ran really good hundreds, and Allison was, she PRs in the 200, and just, I think, she's 0.06 off of a medal there. So, very, very proud of how our girls competed.
And you had a few other boys as well that competed there, and some, you know, this was a good, tough field, the Almas and the Cambridges, a lot of the RPAC schools were, the Southern Valleys were all there again for this one.
Yeah, it was pretty tough, and then we just saw a few other schools. Mm-hmm. Wilcox-Hildreth was pretty good, had some great athletes, and Franklin and Red Cloud, so... it was nice to see a few other teams, and they all had quality athletes as well. We had a few guys want to try some long jump. They hadn't really done it much all season. Nathan Rippey and Trent Williams, and they both went mid-17s. I think the last jump would have been well over 18 for both of them, but they were a little behind the board. But, despite not doing that a whole lot, they went third and fourth, so that's picked up some good medals there. Gage vaulted pretty well. He got 11-6. He's really aiming for that 12-4 mark, and I think on his first vault at 12 foot, he was really close. Kind of hit it on the way down. So, but he's putting himself in a great position. Jacob Barber actually got on our top five in the high jump. I know he's been trying to get there all season, and so happy for him there for sure.
Was his half? Was it his 800 meter time? Was that a PR too?
Yeah, he cut 4 or 5 seconds off in the 800, which is really big. So, you know, that's going to be good, a little good motivation for him for that 4x8 come districts.
You betcha. Which sets you up, once again, speaking of District Day, it's a lot of the RPAC schools plus a few others here in McCook on Wednesday. Should be fun.
Yeah, weather's looking good for the most part. Hopefully the wind stays away, but it's a great facility, brand new track. It's going to be really, really competitive, top to bottom, some great athletes. So we're very, very excited to go compete and see what we can do.
Yeah, the goal is always to pack a van or pack a bus, actually. I like to take a lot of kids going to the state meet, but you're crossing your fingers. You get a couple of those kids with a chance to get to Omaha and compete again this year.
Yeah, we got a decent number of kids. They have positioned themselves well to be successful there and hopefully go out and compete well. You know, there's always somebody you're counting on that you probably don't get in, and then maybe a surprise or two. So, you know, it's a fun day, and you never know what's going to happen, but, you know, hopefully we were able to get it done.
Well, this last couple of weeks have really flown by, haven't they?
I feel like the whole school year has gone really fast. It's been crazy. It's been a good year, though.
Yeah.
And, definitely proud of how our kids competed. It's been fun.
You betcha. Well, it's a new venue and everything. You're used to going to the Cambridges and Bertrands and teams like that for districts. To McCook would be kind of nice. It's just a whole new atmosphere, huh?
Yeah. I mean, and with it being a brand new facility, essentially, is going to be great. I know all our kids are excited about it. You know, it's just something different that we haven't got to get to before, so... we're excited, and it should be a good day.